BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The arrival home of the first group of South African soldiers who were deployed to Eastern DRC has been delayed. SADC earlier this year decided to pull its peacekeeping troops out of the region after several soldiers, including 14 from South Africa, were killed in clashes with M23 rebels in January. The first cohort of 249 SANDF members was due to touch down in Bloemfontein this afternoon. Defence Minister Angie Motshekga explains what the holdup is.
We are currently experiencing logistical challenges with regards to the landing time of our troops today. The indication is that the arrival has been delayed due to technical and logistical challenges with the contracted airline, which was done by SADC.
The minister says they will fly on a larger Kenya Airways plane and are expected to touch down tonight or tomorrow. Premier Tamin Dule has come down hard on KZN Education, calling for urgent action to reduce the number of schools still reeling from flood-related damage. Dule today visited Tandukwazi Senior Primary School in KwaMashu that was affected by this week's severe weather. Newswatch's Tlinokuhle Malinga was there.
After arriving at the school this morning, the Premier learned that some of the damage there was not new. Principal Baldwin Ngongo revealed that a block of four classrooms had been standing partially exposed for more than 3 years after losing some of its roofing during the April 22 floods. It suffered further damage on Tuesday. Principal Ngongo added that the covered lower-level classrooms they've been using also leak when it rains. Nduli says he's frustrated by the situation.
Who was supposed to ensure that this school should have been repaired? What then will happen thereafter to that particular person? Because if there is no consequence management in government, people will keep on behaving as if things are normal.
KZN Education HOD Nkosinathi Ngobo admitted a contractor was appointed for the repairs but was pulled off the job due to financial constraints. He described the issue of flood-damaged schools as a moving target.
And as we try to fix them, a storm comes and more schools are damaged.
Ngobo says they are still telling the number of schools that have suffered damage. Nkosi Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, KwaMashu.
Motorists in eThekwini have been warned to pay outstanding fines or face the consequences. The Metro Police in Durban say over 20 million rand in fines remains unpaid. Newswatch's Andy Lit Sotheti has more.
The Metro Police say warrant operations are underway. They say officers are conducting roadblocks and doing daily home visits to track down individuals with outstanding fines. Motorists are urged to pay what they owe or face the music. The department says payments can be made with the prosecutor at municipal offices or through online banking. It has warned failure to do so could land you in jail until the fine has been paid.
And Donald Trump says Israeli strikes on Tehran overnight were excellent, and he's warned there's more to come. The U.S. president has posted on social media calling for Iran to make a deal to limit its nuclear program before it's too late. Media in Tehran is reporting 78 people were killed and over 300 others injured in the attacks. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 25.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. South Africa's Vian Mulders, the latest to fall in their second innings against Australia in the World Test Championship final. They are 94 Tuesday chase, the 282 target. The Vodacom Bulls sees one change in their squad as they get ready for their United Rugby Championship final against Leinster. And former Tottenham captain Michael Dawson is backing Thomas Frank as Ange Postecoglou's successor.